You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Well, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I think so. Covers it all. Yep.
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning. It's quite a nice morning out there. It's actually pretty bright. What happened? It's usually dark, right? I mean, this time of the morning?
They what finally happened? Remembered to flip the switch today.
Yes.
The lights are finally on outside.
Well this is kind of crazy. It's never been this light this early in the morning. What happened? Am I hallucinating
now? Did they forget
now?
To turn on the cloud machine?
Yes, the cloud machine has been on for the last week or
it's
so.
It's spring. The days are getting longer still. You know?
Days are getting longer.
Mm-hmm. What song is that? I don't remember that.
Whisper's getting long.
Okay.
Yeah, Whisper's getting louder, I think was the name of the song.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's really a cool song. Whisper's getting louder. Do you have that queued up?
I'm getting it queued up. I've never heard of this song or the
Me
guy
either.
Who sang
yeah.
it, Jackie Wilson.
Yeah, oh, Jackie Wilson.
Oh, Jackie
sure.
Wilson,
yeah.
Okay.
Quite the legend.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Let's hear a little bit of that, okay?
Sure.
It starts off with that.
Is this it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is.
Whisper's getting louder.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
Jackie Wilson.
Great stuff.
All right.
All right.
It is 8 minutes past the hour. It's clear outside. It is kind of chilly, 30 degrees. But
it's too cold.
Yeah.
It really is.
What do you think the afternoon high, what does your Samsung WMDX watch say about the afternoon high?
I don't know if I was right yesterday.
Well, we'll get to the... Yeah, what?
Did I predict it correctly? 42 degrees? Did it make it up to 42?
I think it... I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't
remember. I don't know.
Well, we don't
Senator.
Know. I'm asking somebody my age. That's not going to work.
Okay.
All right. High today of 57 degrees, according to the WMDX official Samsung watch.
All right. Well, let's check the WMDX bar dice.
All right.
Let's see what that... All right. does for us.
Okay, 31 currently up. It says right
yeah.
here.
Okay. And double nickels, 55.
Oh, that's
for yeah. a high. Well, you know, either way you look at it, mid to upper 50s for today.
Well, yeah. It says here 6:13 is sunrise, so
yeah. Well, you know, it's starting to come up.
Yeah, that's pretty bright. Okay, 7:42 sunset mm-hmm. this afternoon.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that.
Okay. Very good. And you know, today they're bringing out the...
Plan your parties around that.
Okay. Today's a big day on the UW campus.
It is.
They're bringing out the terrace chairs.
Yes.
2,000 sunburst terrace chairs are probably already on their way and to being set up. They'll set them up around 8 o'clock.
Remember when you stole that one? And do you still have that at all?
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Nobody holds a grudge like the Wisconsin Union.
They really hate it.
If you stole a chair
even
30 years ago, they're coming to get you.
That's why I mentioned they're after Gordy now. they'll be camped out by his house by the gazebo.
Yeah, I took it a long time ago. I think it's in Indiana somewhere. I left it behind.
they're pretty tough on that stuff.
Right, yeah. But it's a big day, you know, and this is a huge thing. It's become... this thing now, you know.
When El Salvador is your next trip, man. That's a serious charge.
Okay.
I think even Trump will get on that one.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
Have to go undercover, I guess. Yeah, so that happens today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Wednesday here, Mike McCabe will join us a little bit later on. And Liz Johnston, who couldn't make it in yesterday because the door was locked in the building. He had it all planned out. Everything was working well.
I swear it was open before the show started. Somebody must have come in and changed the lock.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like it's feasible. Sure. So she'll be here in a little while. She gutted the door. We'll talk to her. Okay.
Yeah, she couldn't make it in yesterday. Our door was locked. Well, you know,
we
try
to treat our guests very nicely. You know, we offer them some water. You know, they can sit on the couch for a few minutes. But you know, if you can't get in the door, you know, that's a problem.
It makes it really tough at that point. I know that happened once. I think with Mike McCabe, I believe.
Did it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Now wait a minute. Did we tell her to come in?
Yes,
we told her to come in the parking lot door. Huh?
Today we did. Yes, and she's got my phone number now. She didn't have anybody's phone number. She was standing out there for like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
man. All right. Well, hope it goes well today. All right. Let's get to the National Day calendar. Yeah. We'll see what's happening for today, the 16th day of April. Everybody get their taxes in on time? I hope so. Is it? Is it National Pathway Day? National Banana Day?
Okay.
National Bean Counter Day? National Orchid Day? Is it that? Or is it National Eggs Benedict Day? Eggs Benedict Day? Or National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day? Or is it National Bicycle with a Friend Day? Which day does not belong, John?
You don't bicycle with a friend.
No?
Dang.
Well, you are correct for a change. You got a shiny new dime.
I'm doing pretty well here now.
Yeah, you've been on a roll lately. Well, now that you can see all of the
I'm not looking. I went over here because you looked at me like, oh, is he looking at my monitor? And no, I'm not. I'm not looking at it.
That's what you say.
You know, John, back home at my parents' house, I've got a tandem bike. We could bicycle with friends.
Yeah. Yes. you and your stuff. You have the biggest pile of stuff.
Yeah, what's your latest project you're working on?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to try and tell you before we came on the air today, but John kept running his trap. I found yesterday, like, the holy grail of vintage radios. I was going to show you a picture of it.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It's... The Philco Model 90, it's like the cathedral shape.
Oh,
it's
way
bigger than I expected it to be.
But right.
I was going to show you a picture of it.
Where'd you get that?
It was over in Middleton. Only $35.
Wow.
A steal.
At what? Where?
I don't know.
So private owner?
No, just like somebody's house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow, you actually went into somebody's house saying, yeah, I'd love to buy your radio, and you bought it for $35?
Well, they had it listed online, and
Okay. Oh, you went and searched it out.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't have enough dead tubes around your house.
Yeah, because
right?
I have plenty of space in my single bedroom that I have to myself here in Madison.
I don't know how you do. You have roommates, an apartment.
So the radio is in reasonably good shape. I mean, is it working at all?
Yeah.
I haven't tried to plug it in. I don't know if I want to, but.
Really?
Oh, I don't want to make it start on fire or anything.
Well, does it have a rat's nest inside of it or something?
No, there's nothing living in it. Okay. And there was nothing living in it, so that's a good sign.
Is it in good shape on the outside? I mean, in reasonably good shape?
It probably needs to be refinished, but it's all there.
Sometimes, you know, they're in houses that are abandoned, and then they kind of get old and kind of this. You know, they separate. The wood veneers separate.
Well, you should take a picture of it and put it on Facebook. You know, we'll have a before and after picture after you get it done.
You know the like tough thing about it, though?
What?
The tuner only goes from 500 to 1500. It doesn't even receive our frequency.
That's right. They widened the frequency sometime in the 70s.
70s, I think.
Yeah,
it was.
Well, this radio's from 1931.
Well,
so
that's
a little before the 70s.
That's why.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, not even I can get this station. I swear we don't have an AM station, but I don't know. They keep telling me we do.
That's good that we're on FM, right?
Yeah.
Let's get back to the National Day calendar here just for a moment.
He's begging us now.
We'll skip through a couple of these. Let's highlight a couple of them.
Okay. Well, get to all of them. And then we'll skip it very quickly if it's, you know, something we don't want to talk about.
Okay. You want to find out about National Pathway Day?
Nope.
Okay, then I'll just skip. I just clicked it. All right, National Banana Day. Oh, we like our bananas. Yes. They're a good source of, protein and potassium?
I think we covered this, didn't we, where the bananas are supposedly in short supply?
That's right, yeah.
Well, we might run out of banana trees.
Don't know about that, but it's a low-calorie snack that offers a boost of fiber, potassium, and vitamins, with B6 and vitamin C leading the way. It also provides a healthy gram of protein, too. Mm-hmm. Add a banana to your morning cereal or grab one with your granola.
Okay. You know, it does taste great with cereal.
Yes, absolutely.
Cheerios, I would suggest with Cheerios or unsweetened shredded wheat. Mm-hmm. Mini shredded wheat.
Well, actually, I don't know if this is true or not, but my favorite, let's call it a fact, about the potassium in bananas.
Yeah.
There's a radioactive isotope of potassium found in like trace amounts in bananas. And if you had like a dump truck full of bananas, there would be enough like radiation surrounding that to trip like a detector if you were going through like security checkpoint.
Wow. I wonder if it becomes even more active as the bananas age. Because, you know, I feel like there was some kind of presence every time I go by the banana department in Woodman's, because
you just feel a certain energy coming from it.
There's a certain energy level.
Oh, give me a break.
Because
what
there's so many bananas in there, and there's so many old bananas that I'm thinking, oh my God. Now I know it's radiation.
Okay. That's a myth. Okay.
No. All right, National, then it is.
If I didn't mention it before, I'll mention it now. It's National Bean Counter Day.
Oh, yeah, because bean counters are accountants.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. So salute your accountant today, okay? It probably has something to do with tax day being yesterday.
Tax day, I would assume.
So they're all, you know, tired today. Yep. National Orchid Day. Anybody raise any orchids?
No,
you know
how, no one cares about orchids.
Okay. National Healthcare Decisions Day. So, you know, decide about things. National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Anybody do this?
That's dumb.
I mean, that's really stupid. Yeah. Shows a picture of a guy dressed as, well, he's got a suit jacket on.
But his pajama bottoms?
Yeah, that's dumb. Yeah. Okay. And one more here. National Eggs Benedict. Oh, I like Eggs Benedict.
That's good stuff.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I know.
It's good stuff. Okay, we will get to opening the history books, right? Going to do that, Sam? Do you have any history to share with us today?
I've got a couple things.
Okay. And also in our 7 o'clock hour, Milwaukee Film Fest tickets.
Is it day?
Okay. We'll continue with John and Gordy in the morning. Grab your banana and join us.
Is it day? Is it day? Is it day? Is it day?
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMBX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Just a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about Trump closing down around 30 embassies around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about it because Earl Ingram had an interview with former Mayor Tom Barrett, who was an ambassador, and he's going to talk about his impressions of closing down a embassy. Mm-hmm. Anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And interesting point of view. Yeah. Why would anybody do that?
How many embassies can there be? How many countries are there in the world? 30 seems like a lot. A
couple of hundred.
Well, no, 30 doesn't seem like enough. I mean, that's just the beginning. 30 embassies.
They're closing.
Yeah.
30.
They're closing down. Anyway, that's the rumor so far.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Tom Barrett's opinion of that, his appearance on Earl Ingram's show.
Okay. We'll find out more about that. 622, 30 degrees currently, highs today in the mid-50s. It's time now for producer Sam to step up to the microphone and tell us exactly what happened on this date in history. Do you feel like opening the book, or are you going to go with the electronic?
I guess if I have to.
Okay, open the book. Okay.
Oh, God, oh, that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. It's so smoky in here. It's stupid.
Too dusty.
This is just dumb.
It's smoky? The dust.
Are you telling me that the book is like self-igniting now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Gravy.
It's moldy.
I wonder if there's radioactive
moldy.
Dust in there.
Yeah, pollen,
a lot of
dust.
A lot of history gets recorded in this
mold.
Book, Gordy.
Yeah, I know. Well, like what? What do you got?
Yeah.
Well, today in 1943,
yeah.
LSD. Yeah. LSD's hallucinogenic properties were discovered.
It was first
synthesized like 5 years earlier, I believe. And there was a researcher. What?
Turn your speaker off on your mic on your laptop there.
All right, I'll
you're
do
not
that.
Paying attention at all, are you, John?
Well, no, he was really, hallucinating no, on his
it,
own.
It
here.
Was truly no. important, you know.
Okay, well, so somebody invented LSD and they discovered
well,
it.
Well, they just they first made it like yeah. 5 years before. Nobody had the idea to taste it until 1943, though. And
boy,
this I just got to read this journal entry.
Okay.
All
right,
last Friday, April 16th, 1943, I was forced to interrupt my work in the laboratory in the middle of the afternoon and proceed home, being affected by a remarkable restlessness combined with a slight dizziness. At home, I lay down and sank into a not unpleasant, intoxicated-like condition characterized by an extremely stimulated imagination.
Wow.
In a dreamlike state with eyes closed, I found the daylight to be unpleasantly glaring. I perceived an uninterrupted stream of fantastic pictures, extraordinary shapes, and intense kaleidoscopic play of colors.
Okay. Who was that person? Does it say who wrote that?
In Basel, Switzerland, Albert Hoffman. That was the guy's name.
Albert Hoffman.
A Swiss chemist.
Yeah, wow. For me, it sounded a little musical. I mean, you could actually take some of what he wrote there and put it to music.
Mm.
Yeah, really, really
maybe.
Nice LSD song.
Okay.
All right.
So that was way back in 1943.
Yeah,
that's a lot earlier than I thought. I didn't think they started messing around with that till the early 60s
with
Timothy Leary.
Not for fun, I suppose. But
not until everybody marketed it in the 60s. Mm. It was very popular.
It was originally being investigated as a like for medicinal stuff and similar chemicals to it.
Hmm.
So that's how it started out. And
I thought it was a military thing, you know, to that you would
like
use on the
brainwashing.
Enemy. Well, kind
mind
of.
Control?
Well, you know, to try to get information from your enemies. If you captured them and if they were prisoners, you'd give them this stuff, and they like a truth serum almost. But I could be wrong. Okay, back to you.
Sounds
Sam.
Like a good spy thriller to me. Let's do it.
Right. What else?
Let's see. Today, 1962, Walter Cronkite became the CBS Evening News anchor.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, he was really
held that
great.
Post for
a long time.
Almost 20 years. I think 1981 he retired.
Yeah.
Long time.
Great. He was great.
Well,
today,
he had a history show. Remember, it was a half-hour history program.
Right? After his retirement from being evening anchor? Yeah.
I don't know. I think so. I think that's what happened, right?
Yeah, he had
And you were there. Remember that?
You were there.
You were there.
Yeah, that's the way it was. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
Walter Cronkite.
Well, I have no memory of him being alive.
Yeah. Okay.
So, today in 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King, he wrote his letter from a Birmingham jail.
Mm-hmm.
One of his most famous writings.
Yes.
Okay. There's not a lot else to say about that.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
yeah, we don't have too much to add to that.
All right.
Any
birthdays for today?
We do have some birthdays.
Okay, let's get to that.
You didn't know what to say, did you?
No, I really didn't.
It was historic in that it got a lot of airplay and it started to, it brought the civil rights movement into the public awareness, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were 11?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah. 10 or 11? Yeah.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well,
Anyway, birthdays. It's Wilbur Wright's birthday.
Flyboy. Oh, Wilbur Wright.
Charlie Chaplin has a birthday today, and also Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm. Kareem has written, 20 books or something?
Is it that many?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Prolific.
He's really...
But he's got, he's got these email political statements he sends out every day.
Yeah.
Like a newsletter?
Yes. Yeah, a newsletter. Like 10 points he always makes, 10 things he's interested in.
And he's a huge jazz fan. He has an amazing collection of jazz.
And thankfully, he's liberal.
Mm. Okay. Senator, for the birthdays?
That's all we got.
Okay. It happened on this day as if you care.
There's so many people that are sending us pictures of orchids
because it's day to celebrate
John
orchids.
Middleton is sending us stuff. And
beautiful pictures.
And Sherry, where are you? Mm. All right, Sherry. Okay. Sherry.
Catherine says Peterson is in a weird mood today.
I know.
What's going on with you, John?
Well, you won't even believe what I got coming up next, okay? Yeah. I mean, we're talking about bananas, and you played the Deo song.
Right?
I'm getting it ready. Okay. And that's what I was doing
here. I was going to ask, are you you had some tooth work done yesterday. Are you still loopy from they gave you?
No, actually,
that go okay?
It's shocking. Yeah. You know, you normally give you shots to work on your teeth.
Right.
Didn't have to do it.
What?
You know, I had the
nitrous oxide?
The placement of the crown, the fake crown, until they got the good one in, and they just popped it off my tooth. They put the new one in. No shots, no nothing.
Are you kidding
it was
me?
Amazing.
Completely painless? Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, good
maybe
for
it wasn't
you,
even
buddy.
Attached in the first place.
6:29 coming up next, Idiocracy. A little bit later, we'll talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Spas, Pet Spas. Okay, coming up on John and Gordy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
We're just doing our civic duty here, right?
I like the addition. That's kind of nice, actually.
6:35 and 30 degrees. Highs today in the mid-50s. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, along with producer Sam, is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot's changed, John, since 1958. You know that.
Well, yeah.
But some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. And you can find out more by going to verlo.com.
Should we play this thing?
You found this. This is your dog, right?
This is my my first big border collie. He was gigantic. He was like 70 pounds. they don't get that big. Yeah. But each of my border collies have found a song that they sing to. Our new border collie, he's 2 years old. She hasn't picked a song out yet. We haven't played enough music, I guess. But my second border collie used to sing to the TV theme of Batman.
What was the name?
The TV theme.
What was the name of that?
That was Speed.
Speed, okay.
I named him after Speed Racer.
Yeah.
And the first one,
of course,
Mickey, loved the Banana Boat song. And if we could just, I got to play this.
Yeah, because it's Banana Day.
And believe me, he is listening to every lyric in that song. So here it is.
Okay.
I know, but he loves it. Yeah.
Sure, he loves it.
Just goes on and on the whole song.
He actually goes the whole song. And just when there's a pause and they go, day, is it day, is it day? When that happens, he pauses And he waits for that to happen, and then he chimes in. And he just loved that song. It's crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's National Banana Day, so it fits right in.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Boy, he was singing right along. Thanks for sharing that, John.
Well, yeah, sure.
It's really something. Okay. It's Idiocracy time.
Oh, it is
it not?
Idiocracy okay. time, yeah. Let's get to that. That's a great way to introduce it.
You kind of dozed off there for a second, didn't you? Thinking about that dog and the bananas.
Well, you know, it's so sunny. I'm just basking in the warmth of the sun here.
Yeah,
so nice,
crazy.
Isn't it?
It is. Beautiful.
All right, I have a kind of a bone to pick with Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. You know, just says really horrible things, and he says it in a very calm, peaceful, religious way. Mm. And that's what bothers me more than anything. You know, he's brutal, cold, ruthless, and yet, you know, he's very religious, and I guess he's carrying out God's will here. But anyway, Mike Johnson claims wrongly that $51 billion is lost in fraud and abuse. Okay, so this is cut 124. Let's listen to what Mike Johnson has to say. Ugh.
Okay. No one has talked about cutting one benefit in Medicaid to anyone who's duly owed. What we've talked about is returning work requirements. So, for example, you don't have able-bodied young men on a program that's designed for single mothers and the elderly and disabled. They're draining resources from people who actually do that. So if you clean that up and shore it up, you save a lot of money, and you return the dignity of work to young men who need to be out working instead of playing video games all day.
All right. And I just want to pause here because Medicaid wasn't designed as a work program. It was designed to provide health care.
Right.
And Republicans tried to do this before, but it was determined by a court that it wasn't the purpose of Medicaid. So they couldn't do it. They couldn't add a work requirement to it. Now, they're going to try again to do this, and hopefully it'll get stopped in the courts because that's not why the program was developed. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, let's continue.
Okay.
We have a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse in Medicaid. Just one tiny example. The estimate is $51 billion a year in Medicaid is lost to fraud. That's unconscionable. We now have, with the DOGE efforts and with new algorithms and with new oversight responsibilities and opportunities, we have ability to carve that out. We have a responsibility to do it. That estimate by some people, some estimates say that is very low. It's actually much higher than that.
No, it isn't really. Let's get into a little bit of the history here. A while back, the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, issued its report on federal agencies' improper payments estimates for fiscal year 2024, very current, and identified $162 billion in payment errors. That's errors.
Yes.
Keep in mind that it's not improper payments.
Just errors.
It's just errors, and that's what the fraud and abuse is. For example, of the 2024 Medicaid improper payments, 79% were the result of insufficient documentation. It's not fraud. It's not abuse. Where a state or provider missed an administrative step and does not necessarily indicate fraud or abuse. Mm-hmm. So they're twisting this into some kind of pretzel to sell it, to make these cuts, then require a work requirement. It is not a program requiring work. And that is,
okay.
That's a basic, and I'm really driving this thing home.
I guess so. Yeah.
So anyway, that's...
just to make it clear, yes.
Just to clear that up. Again, they always replace fraud and abuse with programs they don't like. If they don't like it, it's fraud and abuse. And that's what Elon is very, very, very guilty of.
Well, we haven't heard much from him lately.
Yeah,
well, right?
Yes, after Wisconsin.
suddenly he's...
They kind of put him in the
he's kind
back
of disappeared.
Of the room. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and told him not to wear the black hat or that black jacket anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all a show, isn't it? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Don't do this. Don't wear that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The optics. Yeah.
The policy is getting so messed up and screwed up. Now, let's get to Casey Hunt. Now, she's a reporter. She's very good.
Yeah.
She anchors her own program.
Yeah.
I think she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And she got into it with Peter Navarro, advisor for the president, and he loves tariffs. He just loves those things. And Casey Hunt got very, very frustrated with him and his answers. So let's get to this little back and forth.
So we've got a graphic that shows other recent trade deal negotiations. Okay, we can put it up for viewers. With Central America, 16 months. The USMCA, 15 months. South Korea, 14 months. Australia, 14 months. We tried to do it with the UK, strongest allies. It was paused after 3 years and 7 months. Any single one of these in 90 days, let alone all of them?
You're missing the whole point.
He's drunk.
Those kind of deals. Yes, let me explain. The kind of deals like the renegotiation and NAFTA and all of that, that's governed by a set of rules and laws that will take time to do that. What we're going to do is...
Right, but like the U.S.-UK one
is
not under that.
We have the capability.
It's bilateral and direct.
Casey.
Continue.
I'm
telling you, we have the ability to come up with a deal. Jameson Greer, Howard Lutnick, Scott Bessent, whoever's sitting in the room with Japan or South Korea, boss is going to be the lead negotiator, and we can get that done. And one of the things we're going to do is you're seeing all those law firms that are giving us like $100 million at a crack of free legal advice. We're going to hopefully have them very much involved in all of this, and we do stuff in Trump time, which is to say as quickly as possible. So do you think we can get a deal done? Yes, we're going to get those things done very quickly.
Wow, Trump time.
I didn't know there was Trump
there
time.
There is Trump time now. They got rid of daylight saving time, Central Standard Time. It's all Trump time now,
okay.
Right? That's what it's all about.
It's a new one.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We have these separate deals going on. They're not under any specific agreement. So, we could, certainly cut through all of it.
Cut through the red tape.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, it was a great confrontation. Now let's get to Mike Johnson again. Okay. This is, we're going to get to a web wisdom here.
Okay.
This is about Mike Johnson trying to pass the most insane, absolutely insane way to pay tax bills and everything else. Let's listen to this little rant here from the web.
You mind telling me which one it is?
125.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, let's go through the details. First part is just extending the existing Trump tax cuts. That will cost $3.8 trillion over the next 10 years. And they added an additional 20 extra years of tax cuts, totaling $17 trillion. On top of those, they have another $1.5 trillion in tax cuts yet to be allocated. Now, this is where things get crazy. In the old bill that they were working on, they had $2 trillion in spending cuts. Those are the Medicaid cuts you heard so much about. They actually just removed all of those because they realized those were politically toxic. So while that might be great, they're not planning on gutting Medicaid right now. It means they're about to explode the debt even more. And if that wasn't enough, they actually increased spending from the 300 level before in the last bill to 521, mainly for defense and border security, of course. In total, the new House resolution that they're trying to get through has a $7 trillion increase in the debt over the next 10 years.
Well, they're saving money
about
there.
Double the size of their previous version in February. Now, this bill is currently struggling to get through the House. There are some Republican holdouts who want to guarantee more spending cuts in the bill, but they are dead set on ramming this insane debt-laden tax cut, of course, mainly benefiting the wealthy, all while, of course, they're raising taxes on the lower and middle class with their regressive tariffs.
There you go.
So less money for the poor, more money for the rich.
Yep. That's huge.
That's a web wisdom. There.
Yeah, that's right. A web wisdom, and he's right on with the money. And, we heard Mike Johnson cut just recently here, and he seems to think there's some kind of magical thing going on with algorithms.
Right? Why is he throwing that into the
Eli,
mix?
Eli, he's got those algorithms, He must be right. He's right there on the spot with his algorithms. But here, we've got a Republican saying, gee, this is really adding a lot to the national debt, which we're supposed to be paying down, right? So let's listen to this. Cut 126.
This is a framework for financial collapse of our country is what this is. This is a framework for the biggest deficit increase in the history of Congress.
That's right.
That's what this framework is. There could have been promises to cut spending, but there were not.
I do believe that the Republican Party in its first 100 days has set themselves up, yes, not only to lose majorities, but also to frankly enrich themselves in the process. I don't even know if they want to keep their majorities next year more than they are here to enrich themselves.
The full America First agenda is not just cutting taxes and other pro-growth policies like unleashing American energy production. It's not just simply giving the president more resources for border security and strengthening our defense. I would say most importantly, it's putting our nation on a path to balance, because if we bankrupt this country, nothing else matters.
That's right. Nothing. You heard from Mega Representative Thomas.
Okay.
Thomas Massie. Now, and then you heard AOC, and I can't remember the other persons. I think it's a guy, Jody Arrington. Anyway, they all had these comments about the budget. Now, there's also something to keep in mind. Not only does it raise and pretty much bankrupt the country, there is language in it that says that the House cannot vote to terminate any of Trump's emergency declarations
really?
To impose tariffs. They can't do anything, can't touch the tariffs. It's their job to do something with tariffs, but they're going to give that up to the president.
Yes. Yeah. And they're not going to solve that anytime soon.
No, they're not going to try and solve anything. Give it to Trump.
6:49 coming up right around the corner. We'll talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa and Salon next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Go Speed Racer, go!
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Popcorn. WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, enjoying a little popcorn with our coffee.
Weather's going to look nice today. It's a little chilly this morning, around 30 degrees, but we'll see highs this afternoon, about 55. Seeing early morning sunshine, it's going to cloud up a little bit later on. And time now for us to welcome Liz Johnston into the studio from Serenity Pet Spa and Salon. Liz, great to have you here. We had a little trouble getting you in yesterday.
A little snafu. Left me out in the cold. That's all right.
Well, we have such high security
builds
here.
Builds character.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Sam led somebody in the building who brushed his teeth and...
What?
Where are you getting this?
What are
you talking about that time that you were, I just found you out on the street?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And he still works here. Can't get rid of him.
Right. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about Serenity Pet Spa and Salon. You have a couple of locations, but this is really like a world-class thing that you do.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Tell us about your business.
We currently have two locations. We have an east and a west. I have about, 10-15 total employees. I can't keep track from one day to the next. We have a ever-growing team. We have some new people this week. So, I started Serenity a little over 10 years ago, and I started competing in grooming competitions about 12 to 15 years ago. I lose track, you know, when you get older.
Yeah.
So it all started just with a passion for, obviously, the dogs, and kind of fell into grooming. And from there, just realizing that, there's that lack of training in grooming salons and things. And so I started my own, and then I started bringing people in, and people just kept coming, wanting to learn from me. And, I do still compete all over the country and the world, in grooming competitions, and I teach people, and then they get to go compete, and I teach seminars and things like that. All over the place.
Now, there's a lot involved in this. You're teaching individuals how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you're teaching them to do? This is a really specialized service that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you're teaching them, what they have to know.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is what I guess is the most overlooked is like a good 80 to 90% of dog grooming is being able to understand the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to actually understand what they need both physically and mentally to feel comfortable getting, you know, weird parts of the body touched by a stranger, you know?
Yeah.
So, right? You know, we agree to go get a haircut or a dentist or something like that. These dogs are like, my mom just dropped me off here and I don't know you. So we really try to like focus on like the first thing I'm teaching my people is like bathing basics, and which is kind of the easier part. Obviously, everyone can wash a dog, you know, can they wash it to different degrees of well? Yes, I teach them to do it very well. But they're learning the dog behavior. They're learning like how to speak to the dog, how to tell when the dog is stressed, how when they need a break, how when maybe they're getting a little excited or getting a little aggressive or feeling uncomfortable. And that's that first step, because that's what creates safety in the grooming salon. So when they become a groomer, they can understand what that dog needs and when it's getting pushed too far and when that can be that dangerous time that accidents do happen, dogs do get injured. And groomers get injured also. Mm-hmm. Like people kind of forget that side. Like groomers get injured too. We've all gotten sent to the hospital once or twice with a dog bite.
So sometimes it's kind of, it takes some time, right? Absolutely. To acclimate the dog to be in there alone.
Yes.
The owner is not there. They're not present.
Yes.
So that's kind of an amazing thing.
Yeah, that's why we focus on kennel free. So when a dog comes in, we never do dogs like straight through unless it's absolutely, some dogs absolutely want that. Most of them want to acclimate for a second. We let them hang out with the other dogs. We let them meet the other people, sort of just kind of walk around, get there. Cause dogs are such a scent activated animal.
Yeah.
They walk around, they get all the scents of the salon in, and then they start getting in the bath. Then, you know, we kind of do things in stages. So nothing's like go, 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 go. Especially with these dogs that aren't used to it. And we're just pushing them through thing after thing after thing that they don't understand, and it can be really stressful. So that's why we do, like, all the dogs are there for a couple hours, they have relaxed time, they have play time, they make messes, they get dirty, they have fun, they act ridiculous. So it's like, it also, you know, it keeps my groomers up a little bit too, because I mean, we do this because we like dogs, so we could actually see them having a little bit of fun and playing around and just being goofy. So.
Can they interact with the other dogs?
Absolutely.
I mean, you encourage that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of like a little mini doggy daycare at the salon. So, and yes, there are some dogs that are like, I want nothing to do with this.
Yes.
And they usually find like little corners in the salon where we have little beds, and they just kind of hang out there. And like my groomers are always there, and they're kind of underfoot. And that's another step of that behavioral learning, is that my groomers understand pack behavior in that kind of daycare type setting, so they can watch for dogs that are getting a little bit too, you know, carried away, a little too excited, and the dogs that want their space so that they can give it to them.
So. You have a lot of regular customers?
Oh, yeah. All of our dogs are on regular rotation. So we try to also make it busy or easy for that busy people. Like, I'm too busy to remember to make appointments for my own head. Everything's just on rotation. It's like, oh, your dog needs to come every 4 weeks, 6 weeks. You know, what day and time works for you? We just auto book it. And then they don't have to worry about it. And they just show up when the text message tells them to show up with the dog again.
Yeah.
So, it keeps the dogs looking good.
I think you mentioned in our discussions that sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work out, you know, where you don't get to actually, you know, give them a bath or trim them. They're just getting acclimated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then they come back again another time in order to acclimate themselves even more, familiarize themselves with the surroundings. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. We actually have a full behavioral rehab program, especially with like your rescue dogs. I think I was just talking to one last night. She booked a couple weeks out, but she's going to be coming in next week just to let her dog acclimate, because she doesn't know the history on this dog. She doesn't know if it's ever been to a groomer. She doesn't know if that groomer was a good trained groomer or if it was one that maybe traumatized them.
Yeah.
So,
Liz, we're out of time here, but we're going to have you back again and maybe come back on a regular basis and talk about some ideas as far as dog grooming and other things. We appreciate you coming in. If people want to find out more, they can go to your website, which is?
It's SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Thank you very much, Liz Johnston.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll see you again soon. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Milwaukee Film Festival tickets and Mike McCabe on John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.